Hi everyone, you are listening to Us and Tomorrow. I am Belinda. Today I want to explore something I think about a lot, the relationship between technology and religion. And not just religion as an institution, but as the quiet spiritual traditions that have shaped how many people think about life, death, and meaning. Because as our tools get faster and smarter, they don't just change what we do, they change what we believe. Let's start with something simple. Think about your phone. If you open the app store right now, you'll find dozens, maybe hundreds of apps promising spiritual guidance. There are astrology apps like CoStar or The Pattern that generate entire charts based on your birth date and time. They send you daily notifications about your moods, your relationships, your future. Sometimes they feel comforting, other times a little bit unsettling. Because even though we know it's just an algorithm, part of us still wonders, what if it's right? And the same thing is happening with AI. I've seen many people use ChatGPT to do like fortune telling. And yes, I do that sometimes. So basically you type in your birth data and ask for predictions about your health, your relationships, and your luck. And the AI produces a reading that sounds eerily real. Is it accurate? Probably not in the mystical sense, but there is something about these technologies that taps into our oldest desire to make sense of the unknown. And this isn't new. Every major religion has used the tools of its time. Christianity spread through the printing press, Buddhism carved teachings into stone, then into wood blocks and then books. Taoist monks used astronomy and medicine not just to study the cosmos, but to harmonize life with it. And the tools have changed, but the search for order and meaning hasn't. I'm Buddhist and I think a lot about how these traditions meet technology. Buddhism talks about impermanence because everything is changing, and entropy, as I mentioned in my very old episode, entropy is always in charge. Technology shows us that truth every day. The phone you loved 5 years ago feels ancient now. The AI we marvel at today will seem primitive tomorrow. But Buddhism also teaches mindfulness, and that's harder because the pace of technology doesn't encourage us to stop and breathe. We scroll, we swipe, and we refresh. The world moves faster than our minds can process, and we lose sight of what Zen Buddhism calls the present moment. Zen is about simplicity. Minimalism, sitting quietly, drinking tea without distraction, cutting away what's unnecessary until all that's left is what's real. It makes me wonder, could technology ever bring us back to that simplicity? Or is it built to do the opposite, to keep us craving more? Taoism might offer another angle. The Tao is often described as the flow of nature, the way of things. Taoist texts talk about wu wei, acting without forcing, aligning with the current rather than swimming against it. I sometimes think about how this applies to our digital lives. Instead of forcing ourselves to keep up with every update, what would it look like to flow, to choose which tools actually serve our lives and which ones just drain us, and how we can eliminate it? So the question maybe isn't whether technology will replace religion, because, you know, religion is something that's totally subjective. So maybe the question is how we bring the best of our traditions into the tools we use, and, you know, how we use it with moderation, how we let Taoism remind us to flow, and how we let Buddhism remind us to pause, and how we let Zen remind us that even in a world of endless information, one clear breath can still hold the entire universe. Thank you for listening to Us and Tomorrow. I am Belinda. If this episode gave you something to reflect on, share it with someone you love. Until next time, may your tools serve you well.